Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And we've been looking at different pictures of Jesus in the Gospels, different ways that Jesus is portrayed in the Gospels, pictured in the Gospels. And it's been exciting for me just to see this awesome Jesus who is such a beautiful, wonderful person. And we've seen in Matthew how he was portrayed as a king and the son of David, who was a king. In Mark, as a miracle worker. As in Luke, as a friend of sinners. And then we saw out of the first chapter of John how he's the Word, he's the Creator, he is life, he's light, he's the Lamb of God. And then in chapter 3, we see him as a teacher. Chapter 4, as a soul winner. Chapter 5, as a great physician. And chapter 6, as the bread of life. Well, today I'm going to look at chapter 7 and a few other chapters here, but we see Jesus in chapter 7 as the water of life, satisfying the thirsty heart. And Jesus is the water of life. He says, this was in the Feast of the Tabernacles. He had gone to the Feast of the Tabernacles, and this is the last day of that great feast. And this is verse 37 and 38 of chapter 7. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so Jesus, in this great day of the feast, he stood up and he cried with a loud voice, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And what an invitation. What a beautiful invitation. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of Christ, out of Jesus, flows rivers of living water. And it's available for you and I even today. It wasn't just back then during that day, the last day of the feast, but it's for you and I. Thirsty soul, come to drink from the water of the rivers of living water, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiful picture of him in chapter 7. Chapter 8, we see him as the defender of the weak. And this is the story of the woman that was caught in adultery. And the men bring her, the scribes and Pharisees bring her to Jesus. And they say, we have caught this woman in the very act, and according to the law, she should be stoned. Well, you know the story where Jesus stooped down on the ground and started writing something, and then he said, he who hath no sin cast the first stone. And they all walked away, from the oldest to the youngest. They all walked away, leaving him and the woman. And Jesus said unto her, he said, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And so, Jesus is the defender of the weak, and he forgives sins. It says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we see him here as the defender of the weak and also as the light of the world. And it goes on in chapter 9 as the light of the world. And this would be in the story of healing this man who was blind. It says in verse 1, chapter 9, verse 1, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And I don't think the parents or this man were sinless, but it wasn't their sin that caused his blindness. Verse 4, it says, I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So Jesus proclaimed himself to be the light of the world, and it was because he was the light of the world, and he was bringing people out of darkness into light, bringing dark hearts and giving them light. And then he says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is, well, I guess he took some ground, some dirt, and he made, he spit in it and made clay, and he put this clay in this man's eyes, and this blind man's eyes, and he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. So when you're blind, everything's dark. You can't see anything. When you're blind, it's like nighttime all the time, but it's worse than night because it's like, you know, you can't even see any light or anything like that. And so it's like darkness. And Jesus, he said, I am the light of the world. And then he made clay and put it in this man's eyes, who was in darkness, and this man was able to see, because Jesus is the light of the world, and you know, he is the light of the world for you and I also. He brings light to our darkness, to our blindness. He gives us eyesight, and even in Revelation there, chapter 3, where they the Church of the Laodiceans, let me turn to it real quick here. He says in chapter 3, he said, because they're lukewarm, he's going to spew them out of his mouth. And then, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Jesus tells us to get eye salve, and this is for someone who is like these people in the Church of Laodicea, and they're rich and thinking that they have need of nothing. They just have everything under control in their life. Everything they think they're doing really well, but he says, you're poor, blind, naked, and wretched, and these kind of things. And he says to buy eye salve. Turn from our darkness, sin in our life, and we can be given light from him. But we have to be like that one man that was thirsty, and or the invitation when he says, come unto me and drink. And so Jesus is the light of the world. Going on to chapter 10, Jesus is the good shepherd, and he watches over his flock with infinite care, and he gives his life for the sheep. Verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And that's what Jesus did. He gave his life for the church. He gave his life for his people. He gave his life for all that are in the world, but only those who believe in him will be saved. And that's his church. He gave his life for his church because he is the good shepherd. And then in chapter 11, and we'll end with this, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And this is after he rose Lazarus from the dead. Lazarus was dead for several days, and he came and spoke a word, said, Lazarus, arise. And Lazarus came out of the tomb. And but before that, Martha was questioning Jesus, and Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then it was after that that Jesus rose her brother Lazarus from the dead. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And he is the one that we need to look to for our salvation. It's not in works. It's not in living a good lifestyle. That's nothing wrong with living a good lifestyle. It's not in doing anything, dressing modestly or any of those kind of things. We're not saved by those things. We're saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Well, that's my encouragement to us today, that we would see Jesus as the water of life, the defender of the weak, the light of the world, the good shepherd, and the resurrection and the life. Beautiful pictures of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you today.